The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
We are back listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 to be involved in the conversation, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, crazy stuff last night in Iowa. I don't know if any of you were surprised by what happened. I know I was. I really was. I really expected Trump to pull it off, but not, you know, I mean, not in a landslide, obviously. But we were, if you listen to last night's show, we kept talking about the diff, you know, when they kicked it off, what was Trump at 30-some-odd percent? And Cruz was down at, you know, 26, 27, Rubio single digits, 7, 8, 9, whatever it was. And then we watched it. And at one point, it kind of stayed steady. It grew steadily. And then at one point, Cruz and Trump flipped. And the flip was minor. It was just very minor. One or two points. Whatever. No big deal. But I was surprised there wasn't a bigger chasm. And then Rubio started to grow, and then he hit 19%. He just kind of flatlined. And then I watched Trump keep dropping. And as Trump dropped, I watched Rubio climb, but Cruz wasn't really making much headway either. I didn't know what to think about at that point. And then the other freak-out thing was, what's her name? Hillary Clinton. Oh, it's a great victory. She hadn't won yet. Even, you know, her home port of CNN doesn't know what to say. Sincerely. I want to see what happens with that. That'll be quite the interesting thing, don't you think? They're still trying to figure out. And O'Malley, hopefully he didn't have to play. Hopefully he didn't spend any airfare going out there and then going home. Wouldn't want to be him either. You know what I'm saying? So, what I love, though, does Sanders remind anybody else of Professor Irwin Corey, or is it just me? And just asking. If you ever heard one of his speeches, you know what I'm talking about. But do you know that man has never had a job? Right? So Bernie Sanders, he's never owned a business. He's never invented anything. He can't find a hairbrush. He's never had a 9-to-5 job. Okay? He's not had one bill pass in 25 years. Come on, let that sink in. He lived off of welfare before he was elected to office. Now, I want you to think about this. Almost 75 years old. Never owned a business, never invented anything, never had a 9-to-5 job. And he lived off of welfare. So he was 50 years old when he got this job, and he was living off of welfare. And he says he could fix the economy, and he could fix health care. Just like his hero, Karl Marx. Again, we're right back to the Dems putting up people with no experience and wanting us to believe this. And then his supporters, God bless these kids because they don't know any better, they don't have a clue to what socialism is really all about. And I'm not just picking on them. I'm telling you the truth. They don't know. They have no clue what socialism actually really means. Let's take a listen. I want you to hear this because I want you to hear what they believe to be, and this is why there's the confusion. This is why he's doing so well, because they're confused. Take a listen.
Can you define socialism?
Socialism?
Can you define socialism?
Can I define socialism? Probably not, if I'm being totally honest.
Well, please be totally honest. What are you, probably, and so you're out there voting for somebody because you're for socialism. He's for socialism. You don't even know what it is. It could have somewhere in there that they get to kill you at 30 and you wouldn't know, right? It could have something in there that says they can kill you at 30 and you'd have no clue.
Socialism. Oh, boy. I don't think I can.
Like Social Security, roads, Medicaid, depending on the form that it takes.
Roads, Medicaid? Seriously? This is done under capitalism, my friend. Yes, there's social programs, but it's definitely done under capitalism.
Anything that's sort of come together and publicly funded and through our government would be socialism?
Really? Seriously, how about the part where they tell you what school you're going to go to? Did you miss that part? Did you miss the part that tell you whether you go to school or not? They're going to tell you where you can live, what job you're going to get. So even if you want to be an engineer, but you only have the aptitude or you have an aptitude to be, a sign painter, that's what you're going to get. You don't have the choice. You get rations for food. Now, when I say rations for food, that means whatever the farmer is allowed to do is what you're going to be able to get at the market. That is what socialism, my friend. But they don't have a clue. This is our fault. Parents, this is our fault.
I might be wrong, so if you make me look like a fool on the news.
Yeah, I love that one. Can't make you look like a fool, you idiot. You're making you look like a fool. Because you're there promoting something, supporting something, that you have no clue as to what it is.
I'll forgive you for it.
Hillary said, no, you can't. To me, that's just like telling Dr. Martin Luther King, you couldn't drink. There's nothing wrong with drinking. We want to teach our kids to drink. We don't want to tell our kids, you cannot drink. You can drink. And it's...
Okay, well, I got to stop this so I don't go throw up somewhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Kara Davis joins me after the break. I may throw up with her on. I don't know. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side of the issues. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweet. Look, get involved in the conversation. Really. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself and slap, doing what they call the palm slaps. I mean, don't do that. Get involved in the conversation. Do something. Make a difference. Nobody gets to Congress without your help. And what I mean by that is either you're doing something or you're not doing something. If you don't do something for your candidate, the other guy wins. It's really that simple. And you don't even need a college degree to figure this one out. Anyway, I've got Carrie Davis who's joining me right now. She's a conservative blogger and author, and I love what she's on the show. I actually got to check out her Facebook page and check out her blog. She's got a lot of good stuff up there. Carrie, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
This is fun time. See, I don't like all that crystal ball stuff before. I like after.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, what happened, right?
Finally, so. We made it. I mean, it just seemed like we were on this road forever. It just seemed like Iowa was so far away. Finally, it's here.
Yeah. So were you surprised last night?
You know, I was a little surprised, pleasantly surprised. But I have to say I knew that, you know, once Trump dropped out of that debate is when I realized that things were a little more serious than for him than I thought. And I know, and I think a lot of people agree with me, and it's been discussed enough already, that probably Trump has no real issues with Fox or Megyn Kelly. He was nervous about being in Iowa and going up against Cruz.
Really?
On an Iowa stage. Yeah, absolutely. I believe that with my whole heart. I believe that Trump's message was not resonating with Iowans. And Cruz has a little, I'm not a psychologist, I don't know what exactly his appeal is to the Iowa Republican voter crowd. He seems to relate to them better. And so I knew that Trump felt like he was in a little bit of danger, and he didn't want to lose the little ground he had by going against Cruz head-to-head, being made to look like he didn't have a lot of substance, which really is what happens when you get specific with Donald Trump. So I knew then that it was going to be serious. But what really surprised me, Joe, is Rubio and his performance to get to third place. I know a lot of people are criticizing Fox News and his campaign for celebrating third place like it's a big deal. But if you understand what this means, this is a really big deal.
It is a big deal. I know. Yeah, you know what?
He was calling single digits only like a month or not even 2 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd like to pull up in the 9-person school bus at one of these debates, and if you haven't hit 2% by this point, it's time to get on the bus and go home, really. I'll even supply the brown bag lunch to help you get there.
Thank you, Huckabee. Huckabee gets it. He's done.
Are you surprised, though, that he didn't do better in Iowa? Those are his people.
No, because he's over. Those were his people.
Okay.
That's the thing. 2012 was it for Republican voters. We were just not going to go through that circus again. We got Mitt Romney shoved down our throats, and we weren't all on one accord with him. So I think the voters are a little different now. And even though we're still doing that establishment versus, quote, Tea Party, you know, wing of the party thing, we're going through that trauma still. Everyone still has this idea that, at the very least, we don't want the same old, same old. Like, we at least want to be voting for a new candidate.
Right.
So I think for Huckabee, yeah, people like him. He's a nice guy. He's fun. He always seems like somebody you'd want to hang out with. He's probably a decent pastor, you know. But politician, no. It's just he's not inspiring. And
you think he's too religious?
No, he's just not it. He's a pastor.
Okay. And I'm just curious, because I hear all kinds of, you know, one is he's got no real fire, okay, and that's sad because we want fire. I mean, I get it. We want passion. Didn't we have the fire guy like 7 years ago, right? And that's kind of my problem with some of these other things where Chris Christie, why do you think he's not getting any traction?
I don't think that it's that hug.
Hug? Really?
I know. This is politics, though. But it's all public perception. And, you know, what you're known for, it sticks with you. That's why these guys are so careful. This is why they really spend so much time. Like, there are certain things that politicians won't do. Eating on camera is a big no-no, you know, because, like, everybody hates getting that photo of you shoving something in your mouth.
I know.
That gets plastered everywhere, you know, and then that becomes what you're known for. So this is not an easy job. I don't care who you are. Running for president isn't an easy job. Every move is calculated. So you've got to be tuned into that. I know that it seems to you, Joe, like the idea of somebody who's passionate on fire and can draw crowds, it's solely politics, but I disagree. I think that's what politics is.
Wow.
It is part charisma. And it is, you have to find a way to get people to trust you and to believe in you. I'm sorry, but even when I'm at a party, I don't want to talk to the most boring person there,
even though
they might have the most knowledge. I don't want, I'm not interested in that person.
I hear you.
And this person's going to be representing us all over the world.
I know.
I get it.
I know. Yes, you can have 2.5% personality. I got it. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, look what has to be repaired, right? We have relationships in the Middle East that need to be repaired. We have a military that needs to be repaired. We have an economy that needs to be repaired. We need to put people back to work. You can be the most charismatic person in the world. If you haven't got a clue, it ain't going to happen. And we've already
right,
had
but you
one.
Can have both.
I hope
but
so.
But you're saying it's one or the other, Joe, and it's not. You can have to look. Reagan was very charismatic. People that hated Reagan loved Reagan, you know?
Well,
and but he also governed as conservatively as he could at that time.
Right.
And I think that, so he pulled it off. Like, those people are out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They are out there.
But don't you think,
and they have substance.
Okay, but part of what Trump does, and I'm not a Trump voter, I'm not a Trump supporter, so don't get me wrong, but part of what Trump does that I like, he instills a pride, again, in being American. He gives you hope that you can turn America around and make us strong. And maybe he's the cheerleader. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of how he's coming at it. I don't get that same feeling from Cruz or Rubio. And I like both of them. Don't get me wrong there. I like both of them. Rubio, to me, when he speaks to an audience or he's speaking or debating, he sounds like your 17-year-old son trying to explain why it's your fault that he got in the accident after you let him use the car. I just get that kind of thing too fast.
I disagree. I find Rubio to be incredibly inspiring. I think he speaks about America the way people haven't spoken about America in a long time. And you're right about Donald Trump. And I agree with you. Yeah. That's exactly what people are cottoning to, I think, with him. Yeah. And that's I did a little video for truthrevolt.org called The Language of Unity, and how Obama does not use the right language as his leader, and that's why people don't trust him. Being a leader isn't all about the things you do, but being a leader is about what you inspire as well.
Yep.
And he does not inspire confidence in our country. You don't, when you can, he'll say phrases like America is great or we love this country, but they are peppered in, you know, amongst the, oh, and by the way, all of you suck and you're horrible people and America needs to be taken down a notch, and it's not inspiring. So no, when we have race riots, Obama doesn't calm them.
No.
Because his language isn't calming. You know, his language isn't unifying.
Right.
And it's the same. So that I do get it, that I understand why people get excited when Trump talks like that.
I know you get capitalism too. We got to go for a break so I can pay for the show. Unless you want to write the check, then we're cool. Anyway,
I'm for capitalism. Don't pay for it.
Hi, Joe. I'm a senior host listening on the Real Side. We'll be back in a minute more with Kerry Davis. Right after I pay for the show. Well, part of the show. Anyway, we'll be right back. Hey, you've missed the healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the time the car I drive,
we are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board.
I got a nice.
I don't know, I kind of thought this was a perfect intro to Iowa, right? I mean, think about it, Heartland, home. I know, these boys are from Oklahoma, I think. That's right, buy American, seriously. I don't care if you have an iPad, an iPod, an iPhone, come on, buy American, will you please? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. I have the pleasure of having Kerry Davis on the line with me. She's a conservative blogger and author, and she definitely has her pulse on the finger of the young people and how they vote, because I don't have a clue. I'm the old Q-tip haired guy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not that young anymore,
so
thank you.
Yeah, well, oh, God, you know, but I don't, I look at some of this stuff. You know, we were talking about it during the break. We were talking about some of the things that people are looking for. And I'm so, you know, I said it before, and I know you don't totally agree with me. We seem to put up, you know, nine, what are we down to? Nine people, I think, or somewhere thereabouts. And
too many, yeah. Yeah.
Too many, exactly right. So how do you focus on? You can't. And it's hard for them to get their message out. And I know we're in America, and I know that, you know, we push democracy, and everybody has a right to run, but not everybody should run. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Yeah, I agree. The presidency isn't for everyone. I feel like if anyone could use that message, Joe, it's the Democrat side.
Well, no.
Gilmore pulled zero.
No, you mean the big tent, all inclusive side with the two old white people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Martin O'Malley placed third with 0.02%. And then it was a virtual tie between the two old white people.
If I was
it's because you can't. It's my same Joe. I use the same theory with spandex. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Oh, now I'm having visions of those Walmart pictures. You know, the Walmart gallery picture. Thank you so much for that. Anyway. I look at that side and I go, wasn't it bigger her to come out and claim victory when it was 50-50? I mean, she won by four votes or something like that, or six votes. And
wasn't some of the districts were like flip of the coin kind of thing?
Yeah,
wasn't
people could, yeah. Six voters who couldn't make up their mind, they had them flip a coin, all right, which I thought was hilarious.
Someone said money literally decided.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Why don't we do high card, low card for president? We could think of the money we could save if they would just all get together in D.C. and we just go right down the table. High card, low card, high card, low card.
God.
We'd be done.
Well, what else was Hillary going to do, though, when you think about it? She's got to project confidence.
Listen.
She's the, quote, presumptive nominee, although it seems like the longer she runs, the less presumptive
it is. Yeah, but you have to admit that that was proof positive that she has mental issues. To come out and say before, you know, at 50-50
that she won. I think that was a strategy. She has to. How does she, you can't go out there and be like, well, like, you can't admit.
I know.
That this guy is cleaning your clock when you were like 30 points up.
I was going to say that. First of all, you're up against, I don't know if you remember this guy, but you're up against Professor Irwin Corey, right? And, you know, kind of walks away from the mic and you're still scratching your head. And you're right. You know, she's up against him, beating him by 70 points, what, in August? And now she's coming in. I mean, my God, that wasn't a victory. He cleaned her. Listen, if she still beat him by 40 points, I would have said, okay, you know, she's got it going on. But when you beat him by 6 votes, and they came because of a coin toss, they're in a world of hurt on that side, are they not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, can you imagine what's happening in the Hillary campaign headquarters today?
Oh, yeah, she's thrown some stuff around, I'm sure. Right? And Bill didn't work out for her, did he? No, he was going to hit the ground. He was going to do all this positive stuff for her. And look really what happened. Has he not fizzled out?
But yeah, no, you think you would have to say that there is you want to be a fly on the wall in Hillary's campaign.
Or how about when she's yelling at Bill for all the... Listen, I thought the best strategic move that Trump could make is I would have a Bill versus women debate, right? So I would bring in all the women that he's assaulted over the years. And I would set it up just like they do the debate, right? Give every one of them a podium, you know, and put it...
This is why I am not in favor of indicting Hillary before she gets that official nomination. It makes me nervous that people are so excited she's doing poorly. I think she's immensely beatable. I really don't think that she's the inevitable candidate. And
really?
So, no, I really, because just what you said, Joe, look, the person she's running against, all they have to do is line up all those women and talk about, you know, the war on women. It'd be so easy.
Yeah.
There's so much. She's so ripe to be taken down, not to mention that politics is cyclical, and we're in a Republican cycle now. So all of that bodes well for anyone who runs against Hillary. I don't really want to see another nominee come in there. Right. I think we want her, and we should be hoping that she can cross that finish, that primary finish line. And then we can crush her.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, forgive me. I look at her, and I say to myself, look at all the low IQ voters they have on that side. I mean, you know, remember the first time around, we had the Obama phone, and he's going to pay for everything, and I'll give me a new car and all that. You know, now you got Hillary coming in, and when I see these crowds of 6, 8, 10, 12 people that she's in front of, but when I see some of these crowds that she's in front of, and she talks about how, and she beats on the Republicans, and they're all cheering, and I say to myself, these people aren't paying attention. There's no way they could be paying attention. And my latest piece is about, I talked to a group of Democrats and one, and they were never in the past hardcore Dems. They were moderates. And every one of them is voting for Hillary. And they say, well, first of all, she's a woman. And secondly, she's the most qualified. I'm thinking, what? Most qualified to rape the nation?
Yeah, but those people aren't the majority in this time around. I just think you're all nervous because of what happened with Obama. But trust me, all those voters aren't going to be at the polls this time.
Yeah, I
they're not.
I hope you're right.
They're tired of the historic thing, and Hillary has given a lot of Democrat voters pause for all of the antics and everything that's been going on. I really think she's an ideal candidate to run against. I don't think you'd want to see, like, a Warren, Elizabeth Warren, get on a ticket anywhere.
No,
and that's probably what will happen if Hillary is booted out. So I just don't think we want another candidate. I think we want her. And then let her be indicted while she's running. How perfect would that be, Jeff?
Yeah, I have a friend at the FBI, and he's not a janitor. He's up there in the FBI, and he says there will be an indictment on her. What the AG actually does with it, how much the AG actually pushes it,
it's
going to be a whole other story. You know, can you imagine Barack saying, okay, look, you back out of the race, you resign from everything else, I'll make sure this all goes away. Because I want my guy or my person in. I can see that happening. This is Chicago politics. This isn't regular politics like we know it.
Yeah, but don't underestimate the Clintons. and what they will do to get her across the finish line.
Mm. Yeah. They may even have Princess of Barack in high school?
I wouldn't be surprised if they have something.
Oh, they, yeah.
And they have been saving it for a long time.
For the first time. It's just amazing. Okay, let's push on to, I told you I wanted to talk a little bit about socialism. And,
yeah.
And there was a, I don't know if you saw it, I didn't see it till last night, but there was an actual clip came out where there was an MSNBC reporter and a few others from mainstream. They're asking these young people about socialism. What is socialism? And a lot of these young people that were there, at the burn thing
uh-huh.
with Bernie, they were talking about how socialism is, you know, making sure people, making sure the roads are done well and making sure there's transportation and all the things that government just does normally. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with socialism. Undereducated. Doesn't this scare you a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes me nervous. My own kids. I have to do a lot of deprogramming from school, especially on socialism. And it's funny, my kids have some friends down the street, and their parents are from a European country. They're very pro-socialist.
Really?
And one of the girls was at my house. She's 12, and they usually just spout off what their parents say, and I just kind of listen. But she was complaining about her Girl Scout troop and how her and her sister separated when it came to selling cookies. They split off from their Girl Scout troop, which you're allowed to do, because the troop would get all of the money, and only some people were selling cookies, and others weren't making any effort at all, but they all got the benefit of the sellers. And so she was saying, she said, that's not fair. And I said, well, that's socialism.
hold on. We got to go a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe, the senior host. You listen to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Kerry Davis joins me. She'll be back right after the break.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Listen, get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hop up on the website. Real simple, therealside.com. You can check the latest writings. You can sign up for the email blast program. A lot going on up there. I want to get right back to my guest. Kara Davis joins me. She's a conservative blogger and author. And Kara, I always enjoy the time that you spend with me on the air. Really appreciate you being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. You've always been such a great support of my career over the years. And I always appreciate the chance to get on and talk to your listeners. And we always have a good time, don't
yeah,
we?
I love the stuff you write. I mean, I really do. I get such a kick out of
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You know, again, let's finish up with the socialism thing, because I think that's so true, so funny when it comes to the young people not really realizing when they complain about something. A lot of times it has the phrase of socialism or the phrase actually even of communism in some cases, and they don't know it. And we're not teaching our kids properly. And you really got me excited because you said, I have to deprogram my kids. I wish more parents would pay attention to what their kids are learning, you know, in school and helping them unlearn that. Do you find that in your group with your age group of kids and other mothers that you hang with?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The other big thing is global warming. Like, my kids come home scared all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're Christians, so I always explain to them, you know, that God made this planet and God will destroy this planet, you know, and we'll be on it until then. We take care of it and we're good stewards of it, but none of us are greater than God.
Oh, good
you know,
for
we
you.
Can't destroy what he creates. But there's always that fear, you know, they come home with that fear. But I always tell my kids that I think schools and colleges tell our kids that socialism is helping people. And who doesn't want to help people? You know, every kid wants to feel kind and helpful. So I tell my kids that, help isn't taking from somebody to give to somebody else. Help is giving what you have to somebody else. And if you don't have enough, you can't give it to other people.
Agreed. So, all right. One more quick question for you. And you know my heart. You know, it is now Black History Month.
Yes.
I don't care whether it's Italian History Month, Black History Month, what is it, June, it's LGBTQ month or something like that, right? Why aren't we teaching, why aren't we forcing our schools or making sure that all, you know, all the things that African Americans, Black Americans or what have you have done all through the year? I think when we focus on it, we fizzle away and then it kind of becomes put in a back drawer for the other 6 months.
I agree. I do think that the kind of the Black Pride movement, if you will, is on that same page these days. I think I hear it a lot in the community. Like, people are feeling like, okay, we got the point across. Now we just need to sift this into everyday history.
That's right.
You know, for it to be normal. Because what happens is it becomes something other. It becomes otherly. And we worked very hard to not be otherly in
this
country.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
It's like Valentine's Day. Can you imagine if you only bought your wife roses one time a year? You'd be married for less than a year, buddy. So, you know, it's one of those things you got to get out there every day, and I agree with that. Kara, how do people find your writings, your blog, and hear more about you?
You can find me on Facebook. You can look me up on Twitter, Real Kara Davis. I write every Friday at everyjoe.com, and you can find me at samepagenation.com starting next week.
Great.
It's basically type my name into the search engine and you'll get a bunch of stuff.
You will. Yeah, you will. That's true. And thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it so much. Talk to you later.
Have a great day. So that was Kara Davis. And yeah, I've been following her for years. And I get the biggest kick out of her. I would call her a Black American. I think that's what she'd call herself too. Or actually, she wouldn't. She'd call herself an American who happened to be Black. That's what she would do. As well she should, right? Because we're not, you got to stop this stuff. I'm an American of Italian descent, of Italian heritage, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. You know, you recognize your roots. I do anyway. I don't see any reason not to. I really don't. I don't see any reason not to. My grandparents were proud of their heritage, but they were just as proud, if not prouder, that they made it to America. They made it to the land of opportunity. They made it to a place where they could see changes. They could bring more to their family. And I know some of you are going to go, see? And you're against immigration. No, I'm not against immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. I want to know where you are. I want to know what you're doing. Okay? I want you to come here loving this country, wanting a second chance. I do not want you coming here to change the way we live our lives. I'm not interested. If you don't want to come here and assimilate, because you can assimilate and you can keep heritage. It ain't that hard. Doesn't take brain surgery. Seriously. And that's the irritant for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And, again, you grow up, when I grew up in Boston as a kid, we had, we had segregated areas. We weren't forced to be there. You had the Italian section. You had the Irish section. You had the German section of town. You had the Asian section of town. And nobody was treated nobody was treated badly by each other. I mean, the Italian guys didn't get together and then go over to the Irish section of town just to beat the crud out of these people. It's just not what we did. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think we have to appreciate each other's, you know, heritage. That I do believe. Because look at, some of you love Italian food. Some of you love Chinese food. Some of, you know, that comes out of their heritage, right? And people are proud of their heritage, and that's okay. As long as they love being an American. As long as they love being part of this country. And most real immigrants, most legal immigrants, real immigrants who came here for a better life for their kids, for their families, for themselves, love this country. And why do you come here for a better chance, for a better life, and then try to change it to where you came from or the way you were living where you came from. Who does that make sense to? I hope to God, nobody. Seriously, I hope nobody. In Venezuela, right? I mean, oh, the president, he loves Venezuela. Actor Sean Penn loves Venezuela. They love these socialist policies. And it's not just Venezuela. This happens all over the place. Bernie Sanders wants to turn us into a socialist economy, socialist country. But Venezuela does not allow its citizens to succeed. See, you are kind of dictated to as to what and how you do. The only ones that make out in socialism, really that make out in socialism, are the are the ones in power. Right? Hugo Chavez was very comfortable. And how'd that work out for him, huh? I mean, talk about health care and everything else for everybody. How'd that work out for him? You know, it's funny, I was reading an article that somebody wrote the other day, I don't have much time left here, about how we should be, we are the last holdout for health care for its citizens. Every other country has it. Well, here's the question I have for you. If it's so great in every other country, right, that people can get the health care that they need, you know, you hear about people dying waiting to be helped in other countries. And if it's so great in other countries, why do you hear about people trying to get here to America to get certain operations? Why do you think that happens? Why do you think that has happened? Is it because, I don't know, even though it's free health care for everybody, that maybe they're not top-notch? Maybe the health care you're getting is not the best? Come on, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Don't go far. You know, I got a lot coming up, too, the next hour. Eric Golub is going to join me. Eric is a comedian, author, blogger, and he was in Iowa. And I saw pictures of him at the Bernie Sanders. It looked like he was at the Bernie Sanders concert. Nah, that's what it seemed like, seriously. All those young people cheering, and it was music in the background, all kinds of stuff going on. And then I'm looking, and I'm saying, look, he doesn't even comb his hair. Is this what they love about him? I don't know what they love about this guy. It's all the free stuff, isn't it? Got to be. Anyway, I want to get back to Venezuela for a minute. And this happens in almost every one of these socialist countries. At some point in time, their economy collapses. Right? Venezuela, it was all about oil for them. Now oil is down under $30 a barrel, and they're screwed, to put it in technical terms. Right? Their government, or not the government, but the economy, looks like it's going to completely collapse. There's no food in the stores. That's your socialism. See, why try harder? Why try to grow more if the government's still going to pay you the same amount of money? Why work 18 hours a day, 6 days a week, if the government's still going to keep you in that small apartment you're in? Right? Come on, help me out here. Help me understand. Why? They don't entice you to succeed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You'll find stations, times, all kinds of fun stuff happening up there as well. I want your email address. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up in the next hour.